Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher. I'm Bob Davis, and we're glad you're with us on this Giving Tuesday. Now, on this broadcast, we want to hear from you, of course. If it's top of the hour, 3 p.m. Central, you're hearing Basic Gospel live, and this is your opportunity to call and speak directly with us inside the studio here at Basic Gospel. The call-in number is 844-322-2742 in the U.S. and in Canada, 844-322-2742. Let's talk about it now, because it's Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Today is a very special day, created back in 2012,
yeah.
And I think it was created in response to all the chaos of Black Friday and Small Business Saturday and Cyber Monday, and saying, hey, we've got to get people refocused on generosity, on giving. This is the season of generosity, so they created this special day, Giving Tuesday, and in the 7 years, it has just blossomed to a global movement,
right,
and
yeah.
just millions and millions of dollars are given to charities to make a difference. Mm-hmm. And we certainly want our listeners to step up to the plate and give today to support the proclamation of the good news of Jesus Christ. There's never been a time in human history that the need for the gospel of Jesus Christ has been more pressing.
Right.
People are confused. There's chaos just swirling in their minds. They don't know what's right. They don't know what God thinks about them. They have no clue about the real big issues of life. And this gospel message frames it in such a way that it becomes simple, it becomes easy, it becomes something that they can grasp hold of and experience a life transformation. So let's do all that we can together as Basic Gospel Nation and give generously so that we can keep this good news going out. All the details on how to give is at our website at basicgospel.net. A big banner right on the front page, Giving Tuesday.
Large.
We want you to take part. We're actually looking for 200 people to step up to the plate and give today. We don't care the amount. We just want you to participate.
Yeah.
We want you to join in this wonderful opportunity to make a difference in this world today on Giving Tuesday. Now, Paul, in this New Testament, there's no obligation. There's no set amount. We see more of cheerful giving. Give according to what you have, not what you don't have, but let it be a joy. And Paul calls this the grace of giving. And he's encouraging all believers everywhere to excel in the grace of giving. We read all about this in his second letter to the Corinthians, chapters 8 and 9. So he says, accordingly, we urge Titus that as he had started, so he should complete among you this act of grace. What is this act of grace? Well, it is giving. It is using the financial resources that God has put in your hands to steward to help others, to benefit others. Now, he gives a stunning example of the Macedonians. That was a very poor area, but out of their poverty, they gave abundantly.
Yes.
And so he points to them and says, hey, those gifts sprang from the grace of God moving and working inside of them. Allow the grace of God to do the same in you. And don't just talk about giving. Actually give. Reach into your pocket and give something.
Yeah.
Go online and put in your credit card number and actually give something. Make a phone call to 844-322-2742 and say, I want to give something today.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just talk about it. Actually do it. And those dollars God will use to benefit people. It will benefit you.
Yes.
I mean, you are receiving great information through this broadcast. We're here to serve you, to help you enjoy the abundant life that you have in Christ Jesus, to help you walk in freedom, to help you grow in grace. So we want to minister to you, and so your dollars given back to Basic Gospel will help that ministry continue.
Yeah.
But we also want to reach beyond our current scope of ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And the dollars that you give will help us reach beyond what we're currently doing. So step up to the plate and let this Giving Tuesday be a Tuesday that we can all say Basic Gospel Nation excelled in the grace of giving, so that others could experience new life, resurrection life, by grace through faith in Jesus.
Good ways to give right now, of course, first and foremost at our website, basicgospel.net. As Bob said, there's a big prominent link right on the homepage there, and we encourage you to go there today. Or you can call right now, 844-322-2742, and speak with Michelle and make your contribution on this Giving Tuesday. Well, it is Giving Tuesday, and it is Bob Christopher. I'm Bob Davis. Thank you for joining us. We have open lines for you right now if you'd like to call and discuss something, perhaps a life issue, a Bible question, whatever it might be. Give us a call right now at 844-322-2742. That's good in the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742. Well, Bob, we had this call that came in overnight. Let's listen.
Hi. I love your program. My name is Stuart. In 2013, I lost my brother to suicide. I'd just like to know if he wasn't with the Lord. I'd just like to know if he's in heaven or with Jesus right now. I believe he is, but I'd like to know exactly where he is. Thanks.
Well, Stuart, our heart goes out to you, and I know that this happened many years ago, but it's a pain that endures.
Sure.
It's a question that endures, that you want some answers and you want some relief from whatever's going on deep within you concerning your brother. Now, the first thing I want to say is this, Stuart. Suicide is not the unpardonable sin. Many people have tried to teach that it's the unpardonable sin, and they do so because they say you can't repent of it.
Mm-hmm.
Once you commit that unpardonable sin, there's no chance of repenting and asking God to forgive you. Well, that's not how it works. We receive forgiveness when we receive Christ. In Christ, we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. The only unforgivable sin is really rejection of Christ Jesus, just choosing to remain dead spiritually, just refusing to accept the gift of eternal life that is available by faith, by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. So, Stuart, that's the first thing. Suicide is not the unpardonable sin. The second thing is you say he wasn't with the Lord. Obviously, you think he was not a believer, but you don't know. You don't know that to be true. Maybe in the last days of his life, he responded to the good news.
Mm-hmm.
But what we do know is this, that those contemplating suicide, they are searching for answers. So oftentimes they go on the web, go on the internet looking for answers. Sometimes they turn to the radio and try to find a Christian program where they can find answers. And Stuart, maybe your brother did that.
Maybe in the last hour.
That's right, in the last hour. So we don't know. So all I can say is that if he responded by faith to God's offer of life, then he was made alive, and the moment he breathed his last breath, he is absent from the body and present with the Lord.
Yeah.
That's the hope that you would have, and you just need to leave it right there.
Mm-hmm.
If he refused that offer of life, if he said, "No, God, I don't want anything to do with you," then he's going to experience eternal death. And that's a horrible, horrible thing. And it's a horrible thing to hold in your mind thinking that could be his current reality.
Mm-hmm.
But I would point you to Jesus, to God, who is love, who sent Jesus, who loved your brother more than anybody else, and wanted nothing more for your brother than for him to repent and to receive eternal life. So count on the fact that God reached out to him, and let's trust that maybe your brother responded to that good news of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And Stuart, our hearts go out to you.
Indeed.
And if we can help you further, please don't hesitate to contact us. I would love to talk with you off air, and we can get into this conversation a little bit more.
Yes, indeed. Well, it is Basic Gospel, everybody. And again, open lines for you at 844-322-2742.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go down to Florida and talk with Tracy. Hi, Tracy.
Hi, Bob. How you doing?
Well, doing well. Nice to hear from you, my friend.
Yeah, it is. I haven't talked to you in a while since I moved from Hutch.
I know, I know. What's it like down in Florida? Are you enjoying it there?
Yeah, it gets a little cold, but it's nice. I mean,
in Florida, it gets cold?
Yeah. Well, we're in the northern part, so the northern part of Florida.
Yes.
If I went farther south, I could say it never got cold.
Yes.
I just wanted to share. I don't know. I know you would be better than me in this. As I always come to the fact that when I want to say stuff or do stuff, I have to remember to let the Spirit do things, because John 6:63 said it real well. The Spirit alone gives eternal life. Human effort accomplishes nothing. And he says, the words I have spoken are of Spirit and life. So I guess I'd let you dwell on that more when he says that stuff. I know I fall into this somewhat, because I always want to human effort things. And this is such a big part that I'm trying to help even with new believers or people that want to come to believe. This part is so important and so huge.
Right.
I wish more people would dwell on this more, or learn more about this. And I was going to let you dwell on that more about what he's actually saying.
Okay.
I know I'm...
Well, it's interesting. The context of this is Jesus giving one of his great I Am statements. So God's name back in the Old Testament was I Am. That's Moses asked, who am I to tell these people has sent me? And God said to him, tell them I Am has sent you to them. So Jesus claims that name. He says, I Am. And he takes it a little further and says, I Am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst. Now he had just fed 5,000, and these 5,000 were very excited about that miracle, and they knew it was a miracle, and so they followed Jesus. And then he started turning the conversation to spiritual things. I've fed your bellies, but I did so to point to the fact that I truly am the real bread of life. I'm the one that's going to sustain you through thick and thin. I'm your sustenance. I'm the one that fills that hole in your heart that gives you eternal life. And as he was changing the conversation, lifting it up to the spiritual nature of it, many people left, saying, this is a hard saying. Who can listen to it? And so he's saying, hey, I've fed you physically. That was of the flesh. That was to feed that body of yours. But that's not going to sustain you. You need spiritual food, and I am that spiritual food. And if you eat of me, you will no longer hunger. If you drink of me, you will no longer thirst. And they didn't know what to do with that, so they left. And Jesus was saying, it is the Spirit who gives life. It's not that bread that you're putting in your belly. It's not your human lineage. It's not your ancestry. It's not the religion that you may cling to. It's only Jesus. He's the one that gives life. And so his words are spirit and life. They're words of eternal life. And so he looked at the disciples and said, are you too going to leave? And Peter, I love his response, and said, where else will we go? You alone have the words of eternal life. And so I think in our conversations, we simply point to Jesus. First, he's the message. He is the bread of life. He's the one that people really need. And then after having that conversation, after having that encounter, that dialogue, then we leave it into God's hands to bring those words into their hearts and minds in a spiritual way that can actually give them life. We can't put those words into their heart in such a way that transforms them. That's God's God's job, and he does it through the regenerating power of the Holy Spirit. Does that make sense to you, Tracy?
Oh, yeah. It's strong. Yeah. I just know I kind of get hooked up on that human effort, thinking I have to do something rather than letting him do it. And I noticed when I come to talk to other people, they kind of have that same thing. And that's why I was kind of wanting to share this today, hoping people listen, that it's not anything you have to do. It's just you let him live through you. You let him do the work.
Yeah.
All you do is tell them of the good news of him. He does the rest. You don't have to try to fix it on your own, because when you try to fix it on your own, then you get sidetracked into the weeds, and then you don't bring about what you should be doing. As far as the good news is, you're bringing your own thing into it.
Yeah, so you simply...
It's powerful stuff. It's really powerful stuff, the Spirit and everything.
Yeah. Yes.
It really is.
Yes, he is. And so if you have the confidence to share the good news in love toward others, and then leave the results in God's hands... That's just a beautiful way to live.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, yes, it is.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you sharing that, Bob, because I know
Tracy.
I struggle sometimes explaining stuff, and I hope people around the world hear this.
Me too.
Understanding.
Me too, Tracy. I really appreciate that, and I know you've these words of eternal life have penetrated your heart and have taken root, and seeing some wonderful things through you as you encounter people. It's just fantastic, Tracy. So keep growing in that grace and growing in your knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, and leave the results in his hands.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Hey, yeah, well, thanks for everything you guys do. I appreciate it.
You're so welcome, Tracy. Thanks for your call. God
yes,
bless.
Indeed. Well, it's Basic Gospel, everybody. Giving Tuesday. It's a simple idea, a day that encourages people to do good. As Bob said earlier, the idea has grown into a global movement that inspires hundreds of millions of people to give, to collaborate, and to celebrate generosity. And at Basic Gospel, we encourage you, our listeners, to be a part of that, because today is Giving Tuesday. We hope to see 200 of you give today to help proclaim Jesus Christ, and we hope that you will be one of those 200. So you can give today in the usual ways. Give online at basicgospel.net. Just click the Giving Tuesday banner right there on the homepage at basicgospel.net, or call the same number, 844-322-2742. Again, 844-322-2742. Let's make it count on Giving Tuesday.
Yeah, and like we said earlier in the broadcast, it's not about an amount. We're not trying to reach a monetary goal of $10,000 or $50,000 or whatever some other ministries are doing. We just want to see a lot of people participate.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you've never participated. Maybe you've never given to a ministry like Basic Gospel. Well, we're asking you to do that today. Maybe $10, maybe $50, maybe $100, whatever God is moving you to give, will you step out in faith and give, excel in this grace of giving, so that others can hear this good news of Jesus Christ and experience resurrection life,
yes,
in their day-to-day experience. Nothing more important. Well, let's go to Texas and talk with Wendy. Hi, Wendy.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
Well, doing well. How can we help you? What's on your mind today?
I'm not quite sure what to do, and I'm a long-term listener, first-time caller. So my husband and I, we've been married for 20 years, and we're only 38 years old. And we have five kids. The last 2 years have really been a season, he's been very emotional abusive. He will not go to counseling. He will not go to a Focus on the Family outreach retreat. I bought David Clark, 90 Days, I Don't Want a Divorce. He will not participate in the book with me. But every day the kids and I are walking on eggshells to his temper. And he doesn't think anything's wrong with him, and everything is always our fault. So I know what God in the Bible says about divorce, but that's what I'm struggling with. When is enough enough?
Yeah, Wendy, well, bless your heart. I'm so sorry that you're going through that and that your kids are going through that as well. The first thing, if there's temper, if there's outbursts of anger, and that puts you in a dangerous situation. You need to, you know, when that happens, you need to walk away. You don't need to try to calm it down or diffuse it, or you just need to walk away for your own self-preservation and for the sake of the kids as well. And I think in walking away, that will calm him down and maybe be a sobering moment for him. So you don't need to sit there and take his outburst of anger, just head on. Walk away. Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay. So have you been able to do that, or what's been?
We do. We've even gone as far as physically getting in the car and leaving the house and staying at my parents' house or my sister's house.
Okay. Well, I think
a night or the weekend.
Well, I think that is good. If those persist, you'll need to do that probably even more. Now, I hear your heart. I know that you want this marriage to work, that you want to see it be all that God has designed it to be from the get-go. And I so appreciate that. And you're not the one that can fix it. You're not the one that can change your husband. And I think you know that as well, don't you?
I do.
Okay. So it's a waiting game. It's waiting for the Lord to do some work. And sometimes that's hard. Sometimes that's the hardest thing that we humans do, is wait on the Lord to make things better. But he is being patient with your husband, and he is doing something there. So I want you to recognize that God is not asleep at the wheel, that God isn't in the background just waiting for your husband to call out. God is actively engaged in this process. It may not look like it. You may not see that happening, but it is happening, okay? So I want you to be able to thank the Lord for that he is working in this situation. And then the other thing is, have you asked him if he would seek some help just on his own? Not together as a couple, but just seek some help on his own.
I haven't. He refuses. He doesn't think there's anything wrong with him.
Okay. So he's just being blind to his own faults and that sort of thing. Well, I want to do some things. I want to put some resources in your hands. And I want you to be able to give those resources to him and say, hey, here's something that's been meaningful to me. Will you read it and let me know what you think? Or will you watch it and let me know what you think? I'm going to put you on hold and send you some of those resources. On the other hand, I want you to keep praying for your husband. I want your children together with you to keep praying for your husband, and then be very discerning. If there's anger outbursts and those sort of things, make sure that you get out of that situation and do whatever you need to do, okay?
Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Well, you are welcome, Wendy. Let me put you on hold. I want to walk along with you through this situation, and anything that we can do, we're here to help you, okay? So I want this to be more than just a 2 or 3 minute conversation on the phone, and if that's okay with you. So let me put you on hold, and we'll get some contact information, and we can follow up with you, okay?
Thank you.
Thanks, Wendy. Well, friends, we're about done for the day, but one final time, this is Giving Tuesday around the world, and we're asking 200 of you, our listeners, to step up today and give to help spread the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ. Please join us today by giving right now if you can. You can give online at basicgospel.net. Just click the Giving Tuesday banner on the homepage. Again, that's at basicgospel.net. Or you can call us at 844-322-2742 to make your gift. That number, of course, available around the clock. 844-322-2742. However you give, we hope you will be a part of Giving Tuesday for Basic Gospel. Well, now for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to be back again tomorrow at the same time for Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
Bye.